team news-wise? Any injury problems to contend with ahead of the match this weekend?
Fabian's still suspended, obviously. Jamie Murphy missed last week's game, but we're hoping to have him training towards the end of the week, so hopefully he'll be available. Other than that, Sean's been away on international duty, George has been away on international duty, so we just need to check on them to see where they're up to. But other than that, there's nothing in addition.
With the internationals, have you had any feedback about how they've done and what the impression of them was when they've been away?
Yeah, George unfortunately never played, but he was on the bench in the first game, and you know, it was a great experience to go away and be involved at that with the level of player that they have there. So that's a positive experience for him. Sean went away and played against Germany in a tough game. I think they lost 4-0. They lost 4-0. So that was obviously a challenge, but Sean himself did well, and you know, it was a great experience to go and play against players like that as well. So it's been a positive experience for them and good part of their development.
And particularly for Long, who's just finding his feet at under 21 level, because there are quite a few players that drop in and drop out of squads, aren't there? Well, he started to get a bit of consistent recognition there.
Yeah, that's great. You know, to be involved at that level, and you know, anyone that saw that team at Bramall Lane will see the quality that's involved in it. And you know, it's great to have one of our players representing his country and be involved, you know, of the calibre of team that is.
This weekend then, after the defeat to Rotherham, are you looking at reshuffling, changing perhaps?
Yeah, we're constantly looking to try and reshuffle and try to put the best team on the pitch to win the game, and that's the name of the game, you know, and that's what we've been working all week towards, is trying to get, you know, put a team on the pitch that's going to be successful. That's, you know, that's the job.
You brought Porter in instead of Taylor. What was the thinking behind that?
I think it was just Lyle needed a rest. You know, Lyle's been in and been out, and you know, he's come to a new club, and you know, I think that's had a little bit of an effect on him. So we just got to be patient with him and give him an opportunity to become the player that we all know he's going to be. And Chris had trained well during the week, and you know, looked good in training, so he deserved his chance.
Because I suppose if you're a striker, that if you have a few near misses, and he had a few near misses, yeah, that can affect you a little psychologically as well.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, the striker's the focal point, and everybody looks for the striker, and you know, everybody wants the striker to be scoring goals, and you know, that's the name of the game, and that's why the strikers get, you know, the majority of times get paid the most money, because it's the most difficult thing to do. So, but it's a fine line between being a very successful striker, and obviously that has a big effect on your team, and not. So, you know, it's just trying to position the people and getting as many options as you can in order to do that.
Particularly, I suppose, if you are seen as the lone striker, regardless of the support you have behind, you always become a figurehead in that respect.
Yeah, there is that, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a team effort, and you know, the team result's the one that count, and you know, regardless of who's scored or how many we've conceded, it's about winning games, and that's a team effort, and it's getting the balance right between scoring goals and conceding goals. It's not all about, you know, one person or two people, whether they've scored. That's not what it's about. It's about winning the game.
What have been the key things that you've wanted to address this week from last? Because obviously there was a lot of frustration last Saturday after the performance, notably in the second half.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there was a lot of positives up until the goal, and obviously the goal was a, you know, we couldn't really account for the goal, but you know, the vast majority of it was good, and obviously when you lose 3-1, you can't be saying it's great and you can't be happy, and we were far from happy, as you know, but there were positive things, but the things that cost us are very hard to account for. So you know, it's just trying to, you know, put in place the things that will try and improve us, try to make us better at the things we're already doing, and try to cut out the mistakes as well, which is obviously a difficult thing to do.
I suppose you've got your way. You want your team to play. Has it been a harder job to get the players to move on to that style of play, to fit into that style of play, than perhaps you might well have imagined?
No, not at all. That's been very easy, to be honest, in regards to what they're doing and how they've done it. The transition to that has been seamless. That genuinely hasn't been a problem. Obviously, we can still get better at it, improve on it, and that's, you know, that's the job, that's what we do week in, week out, is to try and be better and try and, you know, add layers on it and try and, you know, get closer to the finished article, which obviously we're a long way away from, but I think we've made good strides and good steps, and we're going in the right direction, but obviously a long way from the finished article.
Is it something that you want to see pushed through, or are you looking at other avenues within the team, perhaps changes in formation if you need to try and get those results? Because it's a tough environment, isn't it, wanting a team to develop whilst also needing the wins?
Yeah, of course. Well, we're constantly doing that, you know, we're constantly changing things within the game and ways of playing within the game, and you know, and that's part of the job, is trying to, you know, finding a way to win and finding a way to be successful. But you know, we feel that a lot of things we are doing give us a better chance of being successful, and that's why we do it. We've not done it just out of fashion or out of fad. We've done it because we feel that's a sustainable way of developing a winning football team, and you know, that's the plan. And we'll obviously, you know, manipulate it and change it now and then when we feel that it needs to be. But you know, overall, we've got a philosophy in regards to how we want to play. But you know, we're not naive enough to think that that's the only way, and that you know, we've got all the answers. We're very, you know, we're flexible when and if the need arises.
Do you feel, and this is in part some of the questions that the fans have thrown at us, does the team need to play that way with a bit more pace? Because it can seem quite laboured, I suppose, at times.
Mm-hmm. I think you could say that. I think you could probably say that sometimes we could go forward on opportunities. You know, there are occasions to do that, and you know, that's work that we are doing, you know, during the weekend in order to try and, you know, not get forward faster, but to sometimes when the opportunity's on, try to be a bit more penetrating, and that's an obvious improvement, and that's something we have been working on, we continue to work on, and we've obviously brought players in who can do that, and we will do that. So, you know, that's part of the process, and you know, it's a fair comment.
Is there an avenue here where you would consider the possibility of playing with a secondary striker right now?
Yeah, but I mean, that seems to get talked about two strikers all the time. And I don't see many teams doing that, many successful teams doing that. You know, all the best teams I watch, you know, play in other ways. And, you know, I would definitely consider it if I thought that was the best way of doing it. But, you know, I generally don't feel that's the best way to be successful at the minute. And if I did, I would do it. I'd be more than happy to do it.
I suppose it's the idea of jumping to the, when some of the chances aren't being stuck away, there's one up there, go for somebody else and being a bit more old-fashioned.
Yeah, well, it's not about being old-fashioned. It's just about finding a way to win the game. That's, you know, that's fundamentally what it's down to, and fundamentally what will be judged on. But I don't think you just rely on one player or two players to score goals. It's a team, you know, a team that concedes goals and a team that scores goals, and it's about setting them up in a manner whereby you can do both. And you know, obviously that's the key to football, is trying to get that balance right between defending and attacking. And you know, we haven't quite got it right yet. There's no doubt about that, but we're continually working to make it happen.
You want the team to play out from the back, by and large. With it, I suppose, and that is a general reflection on the Rotherham game, it caused one or two problems at times. Are your centre-halves comfortable at playing with that all the time right now?
Yeah, very comfortable. I think, you know, they're good. And, you know, we do want them to play from the back. We want to try and play football because I think, you know, that's what the fans want. And I think that's what, you know, football people in general want. They want to see players playing football. But, you know, within that, there's obviously a time and a place for doing it. And, you know, that's the balance, is making the decision-making and knowing when the time is right to, you know, to pass it and when the time is right to be a defender. So that's, you know, that's continually a personal assessment and a personal judgment. And, you know, at the end of the day, that'll always be the case. The player will always have the ultimate decision and when the, you know, the decision is right.
So it's not necessarily a direct order, thou shalt play this way, in the pressure?
No, of course not. It's never been that case, you know. That's, at the end of the day, as I said, the players are on the pitch and the players make the decisions that they feel fit at the time. We've got an idea in regards to how we want to play, and that's relatively obvious. And I think within this league, it's, you know, it seems to be 50-50 in regards to some teams doing, some teams don't. So, you know, we're not the only team in the league that has that sort of idea or that way of playing. And you know, I think you go through it throughout the leagues, and there's definitely a sort of, you know, a mix and a blend of sort of both ideas. But you know, we probably veer towards that side, but you know, there's definitely not, you know, an over reliance on it. It's just a primary way of playing, but it's not the only way.
So, as a general kind of overview, I suppose, is it about players making better decisions, taking a bit more responsibility out there?
I don't think it's taking a bit more responsibility. I think players take good responsibility and very committed to what we do and believe in what we're doing and can see the value in what we're doing. And I just think it's, you know, we've had a bit of bad luck in regards to, I think we've done better in the games than the results suggest. I think we should have more points than, you know, obviously we've got. But ultimately, that's where we are, and that's, you know, we've got to look at why that is the case. But I genuinely feel we're doing a lot of things right, and it will come right. But obviously, that's, you know, that's easy to say, and it's more important that we do it.
Are you confident from what you've seen then, maybe this week and perhaps over the course of the first half last week, that is going to happen?
Yeah, of course I am. That's why I'm here, because I believe in the group of players, and you know, we're trying to improve it, and you know, we've got ideas in regards to how we want to play, and that's obviously the case. I'm obviously very confident in regards to the group we've got and the things we're doing, and you know, and them bearing fruit.
such a whirlwind last weekend for many different reasons, off the pitches as well as on it, I suppose. This week, loan signings, have you been able to progress that at all? Are you close to anything?
I'm not close. We're obviously working, you know, and thinking about it as we continually are, and we always are trying to improve the squad and looking at areas that, you know, we feel need improvement, and we're working on that, but you know, I don't think we're close to anything.
No. So obviously then not by the weekend?
Well, it's, you know, it's still very early in the week, but as I said, we're not close to anything.
It was interesting last weekend. There does seem to be this increased clamour now for signings within the squad from the hierarchy as well. Is that difficult for you as the team's manager to perhaps deal with? Because you've obviously got to protect what you've got whilst wanting to add to it.
Well, that's a continual process anyway. We're constantly looking to improve the squad and make the squad better. That's, you know, that's the nature of the game. But I mean, the transfer window's closed, and you know, there's a loan window obviously open, but that's very limited in regards to what's available in it. So it's about getting the right players in, and you know, and improving on what you got. It's not just about going and adding players and adding the wrong ones. And that's, you know, I'd be a fool to go and do that. So I think I've got to be responsible in that regard and try to work towards getting the right players in rather than just any player.
Because you did say that money's not the answer in football always. Yet I suppose upstairs you've got Prince Abdullah and Kevin McCabe now who want to spend.
Yeah, but I don't know if they want to spend. I think, you know, in the right circumstance, then the club's obviously, you know, hopefully going to be in a better position in order to do that. But it's not a matter of, you know, there's an over sort of flow of money and a, you know, massive amounts of cash that have come into the football club in order to, you know, to throw around in the transfer market. That's not the case. You know, we're obviously in a better position than we were, and you know, there's sensible business people who are running the football club, so they'll make sensible decisions based on what's happening at the time.
Is there a priority loan-wise that you want to an area of the squad that you want to particularly add to?
Yeah, but we just want to make the team better. That's about it. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be public in regards to which areas we're trying to improve, because I think that's disrespectful to the players that are already here and you know, and other clubs as well. You know, to start talking about players or individuals or areas, I think it's, you know, it's a constantly evolving thing that we want to be better as a football team, and we want to be better as a football club, and we'll continue to look at all areas and try and make them better. And if the right player becomes available and he's within our budget and it's realistic for us, then, you know, I think, and we can afford it, then I think we'll do our best to do it.
Have you been able to sort of enhance your targets now, if you like, knowing that this cash injection is there if you need it?
We've always got high standards, you know, in regards to the players we bring in. And I think, you know, you can see with likes of Jose Baxter and Florent Cavelli recently and Harry Bunn, you know, we're bringing in good players, and we're bringing in players who are at a good level. But obviously, you know, the club, if it is on a more sound footing, which, you know, it will be now, then obviously we can, you know, we can maybe look in a slightly different market. But it's not going to be groundbreaking. You know, we're a League One football club, and we have been for a while, and that has its challenges, and that has its, you know, you've got to kind of stay in that ballpark to a certain degree. But obviously we'll be ambitious in regards to what we're doing. We want good players. You know, we don't want high profile players who are names and who, you know, you're sort of hoping that the reputation gets you results. You want players who are going to benefit and who are going to complement what you've already got and will add to the sort of pieces that you already have.
Given that you've obviously been able to, as you mentioned, flesh out the squad in a few areas there, could you see some of the fringe players, if you like, moving out of the football club on loan?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's, you know, that's constantly a constant process with football in regards to you managing the squad. And you know, obviously, if some players come in, which they've done recently, then it makes sense that some players go out. So, you know, that's a constant process, and you know, we'll continue to monitor that.
Had any interest?
Yeah.
Anything? Is there anything imminent in that respect then, in players possibly moving out on loan?
I wouldn't say imminent, no. But that, like I said earlier, about players coming in, it's a constant sort of discussion in regards to players coming in and players going out. It's a daily thing. So I mean, how do you put a definition on imminent? What's, you know, do you mean the next hour or the next
hour? Good question, I suppose. I suppose really before the weekend.
Any players going out?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Right. Okay. To clubs in this division, League Two. you've thrown me a bone there.
Well, like I say, possibly I can't be any. You know, there might be, there might not be. I really can't be any clearer than that. Like I say, there's nothing definitive.
Let's move on to Carlisle, shall we? They've obviously had a very difficult start to the season as well. What's been your overriding assessment of them?
They've had a difficult, a challenging start to the season. They've got some good players. Obviously, they've lost their manager this week, which is disappointing for them. And I'm sure there'll be a reaction to it from the players. So it'll be another tough game for us. But we'll give them respect because, as I said, they've got good players and you know they're a good football club. So we have to give them the respect they deserve. We have to do our homework on them, which we do and we always will do. But ultimately, we've got to do our best. We've got to turn up, we've got to play, and we've got to do what we think's right.
They've conceded an awful lot of goals at the start of this season. I think it's 15 in the league, isn't it? I mean, if ever there was a time when there is an opportunity for the Blades to rack up some goals and get some confidence into the strikers, this may well be it.
Well, obviously, that'd be nice to score and get a few goals, but as I said, it'll be a difficult team for us. It'll be a difficult game. You know, they'll have a new manager or somebody else in charge, so it's going to be difficult. And you know, football doesn't work like that. It's not a matter of, you know, what happened last week is going to happen this week. It doesn't work like that. You know, it changes week to week, and it'll be a challenge. And like I say, we've just got to make sure that we turn up and we do our job and do our side of the deal, you know, in regards to making sure we play well enough in order to win the game.
From having had them watched and done the reports on them, what can you tell us about them? How do they like to play? How do they like to set their stall out?
Well, to a certain degree, it's null and void because they've got a new manager now. So obviously, we know what they've done previously, but that may change because we don't know how they're going to come out on Saturday, which is obviously a challenge because you know the previous manager's not there. So you know, to a certain degree, we have to kind of guess a little bit. But we've done our homework in what they've done before and the sort of system they've played before and how they play and the players, but exactly how they're going to be set up is going to be a bit of a challenge, really.
I know you won't necessarily want to comment on or even can comment on the specifics of Carlisle United, but as another manager to another manager, does it sort of make you roll your eyes that another one's gone and it's still very early at the start of the season?
I don't know the circumstance, to be honest. It's never nice to see MD losing their job, you know, whatever line of work it is. And you know, obviously results have been disappointing and that's the nature of the game. If you don't win football games, then, you know, you're under pressure and it's disappointing to see a manager lose his job. That's, you know, or to see him to lose his job there. And that is disappointing, but, you know, that's the nature of the game.
It almost seems like with Sheffield United that they're just waiting for something to click right now and all of a sudden it's all going to click and then that consistency will start to come.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we're six games into the season now and, you know, we've done a lot of work and, you know, we have seen progress in certain areas and, you know, we're trying to put something in place here that's going to be long-term and is going to be something that will be sustainable and something that will be worthy over a period of time. So, you know, you're not going to get immediate quick fixes and things aren't going to change overnight and everything isn't going to fall in place. But, you know, we feel like we're getting there and we feel like there's a lot of positives and a lot of good things going on. And, you know, it's just a matter of continuing to do the work, continuing to try and get the message across and continue to get the buy-in, which we have done from the players. And, you know, obviously we need to start adding results on top of that.
Do you feel then that frustration from the terraces then who will see the games but they're not seeing the results?
What do you mean by feel the frustration?
Well, there's a frustration from the fan base that the team aren't maybe getting the wins that either they feel they deserve or they want to see more wins.
Yeah, of course they do and so do we. You know, that's the nature of the game. I don't think that's, you know, rocket science, or I don't think that's too complicated, you know, in regards to, you know, the amount of points we have from, you know, from the games we've played. And, you know, the frustration that they feel is exactly the same frustration as we feel and the same frustration as the players feel. So, you know, there's no sort of surprise in that.
Can I ask just finally, and I've left this to last for a reason, you might smile because of it, you might give us a world exclusive here, but in two or three national newspapers today, there's been talk of Manchester United and Harry Maguire and a monitoring process there for him and something potentially going on. Are you aware of that? Are you aware that maybe they're scouting him?
I'm not aware of, you know, who's scouting. You know, I'm sure they will watch our games. I'm sure lots of other clubs watch our games. And Harry Maguire's a very good player, so it wouldn't surprise me, but I'm not aware of it.